Thank you so much, everybody, for listening in. We have a special guest for you here as a client spotlight. Her name is Kelly Gordon. And Kelly, you are going to introduce yourself better than I ever will, because you have so many amazing skill sets and have worked with so many people. Could you share with everybody what you do?
Definitely. So I'm in the digital agency space, have been for almost 20 years now, which is dating me a little bit. You're welcome for that. But really run the gamut from, you know, really focus on B2C companies growing businesses through a multi-platform approach, which is really keeping them safer. All of that over the years has led to working with a lot of agencies through white label work, as well as more direct with companies around their messaging. It's not necessarily ad spend that is what drives your business. It's making sure that you have clarity on who you help and how you help them. So through those whole things is how I help individuals and businesses move the needle forward.
Yeah, and you are amazing at that. I've heard so many amazing things about your work, and just from our sessions together and the clients that you work with, the way that you help them and the way that you show up, you are one of the most dedicated business owners that I have ever met. And so I just want to reflect that back to you and share that with anyone that's listening, because I think that's something really special, and it's not always easy to find someone that really serves in the way that you do. So I just wanted to share that.
I appreciate that. That means a lot to me. Thank you.
Yeah, you got it. You know, whenever I do these, I always like to start with kind of how our connection came together. And really what precedes that, I guess, is what were you going through, or what were the challenges that were happening for you that led you to us even connecting?
Absolutely. So, you know, I've been in the entrepreneur space for a while now, and it's not, everybody I think gets it wrong that at a certain point, yes, you do need tactics and you need this strategy to do this thing, right? But what I've found is it's not actually just that. It's how do we put them together? And more specifically, how do we trust ourselves to understand what is next, right? I think that there's obviously a really big market around coaching and consulting in this that is, you know, let me teach you how to get from zero to whatever, you know what right. I mean? And that of course, you know, I'm not knocking on that industry. I've participated in on both sides, but there is an element that I think gets missed, which is training the person themselves, right? So I always say there's not business problems, there's personal problems that make themselves business problems. And really realizing where I was not being either the person, the leader, growing in the way that I wanted did not have to do with lack of access to logistics, right? And we had come in contact with each other years ago, through one of those programs, right? Where at the time I was not in the position to recognize, I think, the value of what you bring. There is a window, I think, that you realize that, and you're like, oh, that's what I need, right? And for me, when I thought to myself, how do I get to, I mean, for lack of better words, trusting myself and understanding my own thought processes, I thought, I ain't talk to James, ultimately.
Well, I appreciate that. And I really love the way that you're sharing this, especially because I chatted with someone before, a client of mine, and he has a similar phrase, right? He talks about how personal problems end up in the business. And his was kind of the context of all the things that were happening in his personal life. And I love the way that you're sharing it, of you're using these strategies and tactics, which you've invested in and know, and there's this window or this moment that occurs where you realize that you have the strategies, you have the tactics, but something's happening personally, right? And in this case, you're speaking almost this idea of trusting yourself. Is there anything that was happening or anything that stands out to you that had that thought come up of I'm not trusting myself, or was there a pattern that you were noticing?
Kind of both, right? So like there's a world where you kind of hit a certain level of success and you kind of bounce back down, right?
Yep.
And, you know, I've been on a personal journey for years now of, I follow a guy named Andy Frisella, but the idea is that personal excellence is how we become the person that we want, right?
Yes.
And so that has to be, you know, what I said that I would do is the thing that I'm going to do, period. That is an element of, regardless of tactics or anything like that, but that's that self-reflection, right? And so when you're trying to say, hey, if you sit with yourself enough to realize that you understand, at least theoretically, what to do next, but you aren't, that's when I was like, I need to talk to James. There's something emotionally, mentally, something there. There's a disconnect. And for me, at least in my vocabulary, that comes to something about it. I wasn't trusting myself, right? Like we see what everybody else is doing in the world, regardless of our industry or niche, right? And we think, oh, if I do that, then I'll have that result. A, that's not how it works, guys, right? Like we all know that's not how that works. Does that tool or tactic or whatever work? Probably, but it only works so long as other things are working in the same way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, coming into, you know, later parts of 2024 into 2025, my mantra is consistency over intensity. It's not 0 to 5 million, you know what I mean? Whatever, percent, money, whatever. It's trusting that process, that it is not necessarily just more of whatever. It's sitting and trusting yourself to know that you've put those pieces in place and then showing up and being the person that you said that you would be.
Exactly. Wow. I really love the way that you illuminate that, because I think so many people, when they reach those moments where they have the strategy or the tactic and they notice that maybe something drops off, then they do look for another strategy. Mm-hmm. They do look for another tactic. And so it tends to be this up and down in the business. And obviously things fluctuate in business, but there's almost this inner knowing of I'm using these things, but then I'm not showing up in the way that I need to, or I'm not following through on my word and the things that I know I need to do or to execute them in the way that I could execute them.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like that, you know, that phrase that you used of trusting yourself was really developing that ability to follow through on your word, to follow through on the steps that you lay out. And I'm curious, having noticed that, what fear did you have to overcome, or what was your biggest fear that you had to do in order to say yes to working together?
I didn't even have that. I think it was, and I can be a little bit of a different type of person, but once I realized what the problem was, I knew that working with you would help me. Like I didn't, there wasn't a question. It was, oh, this is the problem. I'm going to go to James.
Yeah.
Right. And I think, you know, trying to communicate that to somebody else and they may not recognize it in my vocabulary, right. Of trusting yourself, but it's really kind of understanding, like if you find yourself in a position where, you know, you really sit quietly with yourself and think about it, which is also a difficult thing to do, right. Of just what is the problem that I'm running into? Right. Cause there's a couple of different things. One, we all say, you know, I want my agency to reach $1 million a month. Cool. Right. But are you doing the things to do that truly? Right. And not even from a tactics perspective, but from a personal perspective. Right. So when there are fluctuations that you mentioned or things like that, can we really look at ourselves and say, I caused that fluctuation. I didn't show up in the way that I should have and put those inputs in that got the output that I wanted. Right. It's being able to, you know, when I really looked at it and said, you know, is there an element of self-sabotage that's happening here? Is there, you know, for me, it was a not lack of access, not lack of understanding how to grow a business. When I looked and say, hey, I can grow my clients' businesses to this, right? What is my problem? It's a me problem, right? Gaining clarity on that, being open enough to acknowledge it, right? And say, okay, maybe it is me. You know, maybe that I am causing this, right? What is it that I'm doing that's causing it? That is a very difficult path to go down, right? And to bring that onto yourself, right? But if you can, you know, one of the things learning through you is that that's not a bad thing, right? Yeah. We see it and even think about that as, oh, that, you know, Kelly did that. That's a problem. Why did she do that? Beat yourself up, beat up. You know what I mean? But that's not the thing. It's like, well, why'd you do that? Right. Yeah. Like tracing that back. People don't do that. And there is a scared, I think, part of us that doesn't want to, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously we've had our moments. I'm not going to lie, guys, I definitely cried during some of the sessions of that. Right. But, more through a breakthrough of like, oh my gosh, you know, like getting through that wall is what you need.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really, you know, I think what makes a difference is this element of, I think what happens is when people confront a lot of things, they almost try to push through it, which I think you talked about in terms of the intensity, right? Mm-hmm. Versus the consistency versus the intensity. I think a lot of times when people are trying to overcome something, and there's, you know, there's times for this, but ultimately they try to sort of railroad it or just right. break through it. And I like to think of it as a rubber band, right? Mm-hmm. If you pull the rubber band, it's just going to snap right back. Mm-hmm. And it's very similar. Whereas through this type of work, which is very different than just, you know, handing out a strategy or a tactic mm-hmm. for the business, it's really looking at who you're being, the way that you're showing up, what's happening in your life, and things that you need to talk about and how those apply to the business, I think it starts to almost change the relationship with how we relate to when something comes up.
Absolutely.
It's not beating ourselves up. It's really that element of looking objectively. And sometimes when we're making the change, it can feel like, really, like there's no other option. And so that's kind of why we're holding on to it. Whereas through this, it really opens a door to see the option that was there or was kind of our blind spot. Mm-hmm. I know I'm kind of rambling on a little bit about that, but I'll let you go. Are there any moments that stick out to you or anything that we worked on that really, really resonates that you'd like to share with people?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, talking about those breakthroughs and they're, you know, especially when we're talking about, you know, ultimately growth, personal, business, whatever, there is a sense of like, oh, I've made this decision. I'm going, right? Like we're going to mm-hmm. do this thing. But the idea of the Band-Aid the rubber band is very prominent because, you know, if I study, you know, so the people that I do that are very wealthy and successful in business, there is nothing urgent about them. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Right? Like they are fully centered, fully present in every moment that they're talking to you. Right? That's people that I know personally that I've been lucky enough to meet that are in those positions, as well as people that I study otherwise. So why, for people that are trying to get to that position, do we feel the need to boomerang towards it?
Right.
Right. And so you're like, wait, let's really think about this for a second. You know what I mean? It's not, there's certain things that we need. We need knowledge. We need, you know, a certain level of money to fuel. We need, you know, all of those kind of things. But interestingly, I think when you realize to slow down is when you can speed up, but you have to be patient enough to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. I really, that's, wow. I knew that, but until you just said that, I didn't like see it at that level, which is wonderful. And so is there anything As you're looking at that, are there any particular times that have come up or things in the past where you would, I mean, I think of it kind of, what is it, the coyote or the roadrunner, where they're like spinning their legs, you know, right. And maybe you were doing something like that in the past that you developed that centeredness through our work?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think over and over and over again, you know what I mean? And like even over the last week, I think before this call, I was telling you I got sick last week, which was sicker than I've been in many, many years. And it caused me to slow down. Right. Yeah. And as I'm coming out of that sickness, I still can't get out of bed, but at least I can think. My brain is working. And I thought to myself, you're doing it again. Right. Mm. So the forcing of being that sick made me physically slow down, right? That roadrunner thing, right? Because we've hired lots of people where we've, you know, we made 57% in quarter one of what we made in 2024. Like we are flying forward, right? Mm-hmm. And when you are flying forward, you do the roadrunner thing, mm-hmm. right? And so I was falling back into a trap and being sick. It made me literally slow down, right? And so then my brain said, you're doing it again. Right. And so now the clarity that I've able to come into this week with the team has changed everything. Right.
Yeah.
But it's trusting yourself. Hey, I've hired all of these leadership people, but I'm the captain. Right. We don't allow people, regardless of their position, to just roadrunner in their own directions because everybody's roadrunnering. Mm-hmm. Right. It's just, can we allow our calmness and stillness and direction to then allow them to feel safe? Right? Whether we're dealing with clients, whether we're dealing with employees or anything like that. And so being able to reflect over the weekend being sick on our work together, I was like, you know the step to take. Just do it. Mm-hmm. Right? Does it cause difficult conversations? Absolutely. Right? Yep. But you can't get better unless you have them. And so I just flew into the week. We're going to have these difficult conversations. I know the next hires that I have to make to do the thing. But it was the slowing down that allowed mm-hmm. that to happen.
Yeah. And yeah, slowing down is so important because it's kind of like people watching in a way. If you sit on a bench, you mm-hmm. see more than if you were just kind of running straight ahead, mm-hmm. right? Because when we're moving so fast, it's almost like we're so focused and zoomed mm-hmm. up on the activity or the goal that we're missing all the opportunities besides us mm-hmm. Or the help that's available. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah, I just think that's such a wonderful example of what can happen when you slow down. Mm-hmm. And that's been some of the work, right? Is we'd be, when you came in, there was this element of, you know, this is what I want to accomplish. This is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And as you experience, which many people experience, it's this element of James is going over a lot of other things that are not exactly what I talked about, but it starts to come home where it's this idea of slowing down, seeing what's available, workshopping mm-hmm. some of those conversations.
Right. And it's almost of what's available, not only like, you know, with my team or my personal life or whatever, but like what's available in here or mm-hmm. here, you know, in my heart or my brain, or like what can I pull on? I think we all take all of those things very for granted in the experiences that we've had and the things that we've learned. And we think that somebody else knows better. That is not true. Right? Can they offer perspective? Can they offer new education? Yes. But I think my biggest thing is I don't need someone to guide me. Mm-hmm. Right? The guide, you have the guide. You just don't trust or hear the guide. And that's, I think, what you've helped me unlock.
Yeah. It's that inner knowingness, mm-hmm. right? That trusting yourself, being on your own team. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that stands out to you that helped us unlock that for you, that listening to your own guide or from the work, anything that was most helpful?
Yeah, I don't know what you call it, but to me, when, you know, we slow down, close your eyes and really become centered, whatever that is, that I would say is one of the single most profound things that's ever happened, for sure, is being able to do that. And even now I'm like, okay, I can't do it alone as well as you can guide me through that, but at least I'm trying. And at least I'm saying, hey, like, this is the direction to go. You know what I mean? Like, allow those things to come out. They're in there. You know what I mean?
Yep.
We just have to trust it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that you do that on your own. You know, so some people, when I talk to, what you said you try?
I
talked to someone the other day and they're like, James, I hear your voice in my head. Mm-hmm. And so I love that you do that. And yeah, there is an inner knowingness. And I think this ties back to the strategies and tactics that we were talking about before, because you've done a lot of learning, right? You've participated in different programs, and that's just kind of par for the course of being a business owner, especially a growth oriented one. And you want to operate from excellence, that there's a lot of information that's consumed. And then that trusting your own knowingness, trusting what's the right fit for you, what's the right move for you, what's the conversation that you need to have. And how have conversations shifted for you through our work? Because I know that's something that we did a lot of work around is conversations and what those could look like or ways to approach them. What is there anything in particular that shifted there for you?
Yeah, I think it's really on the same vein, but, you know, regardless of, say, who's in the company, right, or what position they're in, from, you know, the bottom to leadership, right, they still have all of their own knowing, right? They have all of their own experience. They have all of their own things. They also have their own inner guide, whether they listen to it or not, right? For me, it's making sure, you know, say I'm talking say we have a problem account and I'm trying to figure out what's the next thing. The way that you phrase questions will allow them to roadrunner or use their inner guide. Right. And so if we can make sure that we are leaving it open to allow them to be who they are and to express those things, right, that's what we want. Right. And so from the top down in the company, working to teach people to do that, right? We don't ask closed questions ever. Ask an open-ended question, allow that person's brain to work, right? Otherwise you're just shutting down all sorts of stuff, no matter who you have in the company. If the talent could be insane, but if you shut it off, it's not going to matter.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Because people have so many talented workers in their businesses, and sometimes we can even shut their own knowingness off when we actually, when they're relying on us for direction. Does that make sense, what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Could you share more on your thoughts on that?
No, that's huge. We can definitely shut that down. We can make super talented people not effective. Right. If we're not careful, because they're, again, the same way as we are, you know, trying to find our own knowingness or the path or this tactic or that, like the roadrunner thing, like they're doing the same thing. Right. And so if we can help them by slowing that down, it's important. So one of the things that I always say, if I ask, you know, if I send over a message to the paid ad team, hey, you know, I'm sure everybody has experienced leads going down in the last 2 weeks. When there's political stuff, things slow down, clients freak out. Right. Mm-hmm. If you aren't careful and you talk to the paid ads team about that, they will knee jerk into doing all sorts of things to make the phone ring with disqualified leads, with not the thing, right? So as long as we say, hey, we understand where the fluctuation is coming from. I'm not worried. You know, we know that we had good quality. We know we had that. What's something else that we can do? What's another thing? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What we were trying really hard to do is not put them in a reactive mode.
Yeah. Right?
Through the vocabulary that we use, through the safeness that they feel with us, right? Like, I'm not looking for you to solve all of the world's problems, because no one can. Mm-hmm. It just is what it is. This is a problem. I don't expect you to fix that, right? But what I do want is for you to use your brain and collaborate with me, right? Yeah. So that then we can say, oh, maybe it's this or that, or hey, we can do this or that. You know what I mean? Like, they are going to have a lot more insight into what's happening in that one account than I am at this stage, mm-hmm. right? Tell me about it. What do you see? Right? Not clients mad about the leads. Now what? One of them is very closed off and one of them is very collaborative. One of them allows them to become a better person, right? And the more that we can allow them to become a better person, they will want to learn more. They will want to help more. It's a better person to have in the company.
Right. And as you model that as a business owner, the team starts to take that on. They mm-hmm. start to develop that skill. And a lot of times that can even work its way out to clients and customers, because they have a new paradigm for how to have conversations mm-hmm. or facilitate connection. Correct. That those people who are scared or frustrated, mm-hmm. They are also in that roadrunner mm-hmm. element where they're kind of going stir crazy, not sure what to do about things. And right. so just even the open questions can completely mm-hmm. shift someone's ability to share and come to their own knowing and understanding.
Right. Like, we had an issue. I mean, things happen. You know what I mean? Somebody accidentally changed the wrong code on a website. I think it was last week or the week before. And everybody's like, where is the problem? You know what I mean? With a large enough team, you have to figure out where the problem came from. Mm-hmm. Right. And so this was happening in one of the public to the company conversations. And one of the leaders of their division stepped up and said, you know what? It was me in the public forum. Mm. Right. This is when I did it. I thought it was this, that, right. That response. So lots of people would get mad at that point. Why did you do this? You know what I mean? Like, this messed it up. Client's mad. Right? You can completely ruin your company in that way from the inside out, right? Clients understand that mistakes were made. It was corrected in like an hour. Like, everything is fine. You know what I mean? Internally, did we create from, you know, top down operations ways that won't happen again? Yes. But the win is to then publicly talk to that person. Thank you for that. Mistakes mm-hmm. happen. Trust me, when I was running everything myself, problems, I caused my own problems. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But being able to step up and say, hey, it was me and this is where it came from. A, it solved hours of hunting it down. Right. Mm-hmm. But it also made sure that nobody else was scared. Yep. Right. That's the win. We are proactive. We are not reactive.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I love that, because I think it's so important as a leader to model that. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, if someone's shamed or they can't make mistakes, then it mm-hmm. totally diminishes creativity.
You're never going to get the best work.
Yeah. Yeah. You're never going to get the best work, because they're always worried about disappointing you or making the mistake. And everything else gets missed. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anytime somebody creates this timid environment or a scared environment, you're done. You've lost.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of times, you know, it depends on what it is, but through the challenges and through the mistakes, that's when a lot of opportunity is born mm-hmm. that people don't realize, or you find shortcuts for things. Correct. Or you're able to fix something because a problem does keep coming up. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, in terms of, you know, our coaching and the experience there, what would you say are some of the wins that came from that for you?
I mean, probably too numerous to count, honestly. But the biggest is the trusting, right? Hey, mm-hmm. The answer is there. And if it isn't, at least calm down enough to figure out what the actual question is, and then go find somebody that has the answer.
Yeah.
Right? Living in that reactive state internally, externally is not going to do anything for you. Right. Obviously the idea that, you know, we have a lot of past things that we have to heal about ourselves to become the version of ourselves that we want to be. Right. That's a major piece and something that's probably lifelong. Right. But something that we did address in a lot of ways. But for me, it really was, is the inner trust and knowing, right? I mean, I've spent the better part of 2 decades learning my craft. It's not lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
Right? It's really being able to be, say, this is my goal, and this is my goal because, right? And this is, you know, I'm being the person, and I'm disciplined enough to do the things that I said that I would do to reach that goal. And if for whatever reason I have a goal and I'm not doing it, why? Do I not really want it? We all say that we want things that we don't put the actions in to get. Why is that? Right. But all of that comes down to, I think, knowing and trusting yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there anything about our coaching that surprised you?
Probably not, just because I followed you for a while and known you for a while before that. But out of the gates, yeah, probably. If somebody didn't really know you, I think that they would come to you and say, hey, you know, this is what I want to work on. And you kind of alluded to it before, where you're not going to hit that head on, because that's not the problem.
Right.
And so there, you know, depending on how aware that person is, I think there could be like, oh, I thought we were going to talk about this, you know, and my response to them would be, just trust that he's going to get there. Mm-hmm. Right. He just sees something different.
Yeah. I appreciate you sharing that. Yeah. I think it can be, unexpected for people.
Yeah,
that
I think so.
They say they want this, but I'm talking about something else, or I'm talking right. about their feelings. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the idea is he's going to get there. Just follow that. It's where you got to go.
Yeah. And what do things look like? What would you say things look like now for you, in contrast between how things were before we started this work and now, just so people have an idea?
Really, I think what I was explaining over the last week, being able to be more aware of myself. Hey, you're roadrunnering, chill.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What is it? Right. And being able to know that from a very proactive, self-trusting state, we did more than half of what we did in 2024 in the first quarter of 2025.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Right. It's not roadrunnering that gets you there. That is a lie sold by a lot of people to make some money, but it is very not true.
Mm. Could you say a little more on that?
I think that it, regardless of stage of business or what industry you're in or what you're trying to do, the idea that I could join this thing or hire this person to get from wherever I am to some extravagantly stated future state is roadrunnering. It's a very easy sell, right?
Yep.
I've spent, I don't know, well over $500,000 throughout the last couple decades of learning the tactics, of learning the things, of learning from, quote, the best, right? It, again, they're all tools, most of which, guys, you can learn on YouTube, right? That's not the problem. You're trying to buy this treasure map, and it doesn't exist in that way, right? Do you need tools? Do you need education? Absolutely, right? I obviously value that as a person, but it's really being very clear on the business that you want to run and the person that you want to be, and making sure that you are understanding what it takes to get there. And I think that you provide that clarity, understanding the gap of where I am to where I want to be, and then helping bridge that gap.
Perfect. And who do you say this coaching is for?
I would say it's for, honestly, anybody, if you give it a chance, to be fair. But I think that the moment where you realize that you've tried a lot of things and you're in the same place, right? There's something that is missing. And what is that? And it's more than likely internal.
And if somebody was on the fence, is there anything that you'd tell them?
Just do it.
Cool.
Don't be on the fence. You're not going to understand what he's going to do, and none of us can explain it. Just do it.
Cool. I like that. I like unexplainable coaching. Yeah.
I mean, I get that feels weird, but it is what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think, you know, the work that you have done, Kelly, is amazing. And I think, you know, people really deserve someone who shows up the way that you do in the way that you help them. For their businesses, if they were interested in ads, or is there anything additional that you want to share? Like where could they find you and what types of things would they reach out to you for?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, really, I like to work with companies that you may be trying a couple of things, or maybe you've tried different ones, you know, you've tried SEO, or, you know, you've got some meta ads running, and you're just kind of like, I don't understand why this isn't working. Right. It's very similar in what we're talking about with James, is it's not that the tools aren't there, it's that you don't have them in the right positions, in the right order, right? And it's understanding where is your business and what pieces do we need to put in place to create an actual digital ecosystem for you. It's not these random silos, right? That's what I do.
Perfect. And where would they reach out to you if they were interested
Absolutely.
In that?
So you can find me at dappercodes.com. I'm sure you can link to that. And LinkedIn, you can find me as well. We'll drop a link, I'm sure.
Cool. Perfect. Yeah, we'll absolutely link that. And anything else before I go?
I don't think so. I think this has been good. I hope, you know, I wouldn't come. I've been a lot of programs. I would not come on one of these if I didn't think that it was worth someone's time to jump in and work with you. It really is.
I appreciate that. And if anyone is interested in learning more about this type of work, you can go to jmwhiteman.com and all the details are there. And it's simply a conversation. And so I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day, Kelly, to share what the experience has been like, the difference that it has made in your life, in your business. And I'm very, very grateful. And I hope it's made a difference in someone else's life who is listening, because this type of work is not what people are used to, but it's also what is needed to reach their next level. So thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You got it. We'll see you guys. Bye. Thanks for listening. And remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And head on over to jmwhiteman.com so you can see how to bring your legacy and your leadership in business to the next level. I'll see you in the next episode.